Grill perfect steaks all summer long. We have tips to improve your summer picnics. Next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Grill the perfect summer steaks with a few simple tricks. John Head with the Barbecue Cooking School gets us started.
Two big mistakes that most of the backyard grillers make: the heat's too high and they just overcook it. Those are both bad things. One thing to remember is that when you turn your grill on, whether it's charcoal or propane, when you turn your grill on, you don't have to blast it. You don't have to leave it on high. You don't have to put the maximum number of coals in. If you're cooking two or three or four steaks on charcoal, you need about 70, 75 pieces of charcoal briquette. If you're using lump charcoal, use about the equivalent. If you use a chimney to start it, you're talking half to two-thirds of a chimney. So you don't need a ton of charcoal to do those because they're going to cook fairly quickly at a fairly high heat, but not super hot. On a gas grill, you're going to want to turn it to, about medium high, which is about 350, 400 degrees. That's a great grilling temperature. Now, there's also the theory that you can do it in two stages is better for cooking steaks, even hamburgers, for example, so that you sear them on a higher heat, then you move them to a lower heat to cook. I found that that's unnecessary if you're paying strict attention to the meat. If you're not going to pay strict attention to it, you probably shouldn't be cooking steaks in the first place. But if you're going to cook them on a two-stage, do about 500, 600 degrees to sear them and about 350 degrees to cook them. That's an easy thing to do with charcoal. You just stage your charcoal four deep, two deep, and then a cool zone to move everything back off of the heat. On a gas grill, you leave one or two burners on high and the rest on medium at about 350 degrees.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.